Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about the 10 most common ESL mistakes. Our editors have highlighted and offered suggestions on how to fix common ESL mistakes. Let's give credit where credit is due. Being an English as a Second Language, or ESL, student is tough. You must learn new material in your field of study while also learning another language. Sometimes you may sit through classes that you do not fully understand, which can affect your ESL writing. In addition, the requirement to write papers in a language that is not your first language, or may even be your third or fourth, is daunting. Kudos to all ESL students. Our editors and proofreaders find that they encounter a number of common ESL mistakes. Clearly, our editors can't sit through your class, but they can certainly help you with your English writing by showing you how to eliminate common ESL mistakes. The following are the 10 most common ESL mistakes we've encountered in ESL academic writing. Number 1. The misuse of articles. One of the most common ESL mistakes in academic writing is the tendency to confuse indefinite and definite articles. Indefinite articles, such as a or an, are used to refer to a noun, the specific identity of which is unknown. A is used for words that begin with a consonant sound, and an is used for words that begins with a vowel sound. There is only one definite article in the English language, the. This means you don't have to worry about listening for vowel sounds. The is used in front of singular or plural nouns and adjectives to refer to something which both the writer and the reader are familiar with. A duck refers to a single unspecified duck, whereas the duck refers to a specific duck. Number 2, transitional phrases. Another one of the most common ESL mistakes we see in academic writing is the over-reliance on transitional phrases. Often, two logically related sentences do not need a transitional word to link them. For example, the lumberjack chopped the tree, consequently, it fell down. Consequently is not needed because readers can figure out for themselves that the tree fell down as a consequence of the lumberjack's chopping. Number 3, watch your adjectives. Adjectives are used to describe nouns and can sometimes be tricky if you are using more than one to refer to a specific noun. If you are using more than one adjective, it should usually follow a specific order. 1, article, 2, judgment, 3, size, 4, shape, 5, age, 6, color, 7, nationality, and 8, material. Consider the sentence, "He wants a white new bike." Does it sound weird? That's because the color of the bike comes before the age of the bike. Reverse the two words and the sentence sounds correct. He wants a new white bike. Number 4, wordiness. The tendency to use two or three words when one will do is a common ESL mistake. If we compare the sentence, Susie believed but could not confirm that Bill had feelings of affection for her, to the sentence, Susie assumed Bill liked her, we notice that they communicate the same meaning except one uses 5 words and the other uses 15. When writing a sentence, it's important to avoid wordiness and to be as precise as you can when constructing sentences. Number 5, plural possessives. This is not just a common ESL mistake, but one seen in writing from native English speakers as well. When showing possession of a plural noun, you simply add an apostrophe at the end of the word. For example, the brother's bike. The apostrophe is after the S in brothers. If the word is singular, add an apostrophe plus the letter S to the end of the word. For example, the cat's toy. In this example, it's cats, C-A-T, apostrophe S. Number 6, adverbs. Another one of the most common ESL mistakes relates to adverbs. Words that add something to a verb, such as ran quickly, drove slowly, or slept peacefully. In ESL academic writing, adverbs are sometimes placed far away from the verbs they modify. When using an adverb, keep it close to the verb in order to avoid confusion. Never put an adverb between to and a verb. For example, to run quickly. This results in what is known as a split infinitive and should be avoided in traditional academic writing. Never put an adverb between a to and a verb. For example, to quickly run. This is what is known as a split infinitive and should be avoided in academic writing. Instead, you should use to run quickly. Number 7, using a thesaurus. I was crusading home from work and suddenly my fatigue blew out. Translation? I was driving home from work when suddenly my tire blew out. A thesaurus is a great tool, but it can cause a problem when homonyms, words that sound the same but have different meanings, are not understood. This is one of the most common ESL mistakes. Make sure you have a firm understanding of the definition of a word before you try to find an alternative. Number 8, coordinating conjunctions. When we see a sentence with a lot of coordinating conjunctions, and, but, if, or, we almost always make that into 2, 3, or 4 separate sentences. When you write a sentence that contains a number of these words, it is best to review it and see where you can chop it up. Also, sentences that begin with a coordinating conjunction are often weak sentences that are made stronger simply by removing the conjunction. Our advice is to use these little words sparingly to avoid making this common ESL mistake. Number 9, which or that. Misusing the terms which and that is a common ESL mistake. That is used when the information being added is essential to the understanding of the sentence. Which is used when the information being added is not essential to the understanding of the sentence. If you use a which statement, be sure to offset it with commas. Number 10, don't be afraid to make definitive statements. We frequently note the absence of definitive statements in ESL writing. You may think being noncommittal is a way of maintaining objectivity, or you may just not be confident enough in your English writing. However, you should not be afraid of making definitive statements. When definitive statements are made, sentences are typically shorter and writing becomes clearer and more concise. If you notice that you make many of these common ESL mistakes or are still second-guessing your writing, why not use our English Academic Editing Services to make your academic ESL writing more clear and effective? This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.